Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And boy, howdy, have we got some exciting stuff coming out at you straight ahead. J.J. Ramberg is back on the show. Don't you just love that name, J.J. Ramberg? Well, she's my friend and yours too, whether you know it or not. She's a very famous host of MSNBC's outstanding show on small business called Your Business, which airs every Sunday morning and then replays on Saturday, too, I think. And she's also their utility infielder over there at NBC. You often see her popping in and out doing some fill-in work on some of the different channels. And she's the mother of two, the founder of a website called GoodSearch.com. And she's our good friend, J.J. Ramberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's so great to be on here with you again.
It's good to have you back. And I've been the happy participant in your show, and it's a great show. And I love the work that you do. And I saw you on sticking your head in on a spot with CNBC the other day. That's the reason I called you their utility infielder. You're all over the place over there.
They got me up early to do some of the hits for CNBC the other day. Yep. What? So not as early as when they do the Today Show stuff.
Exactly. So what's it like being mother of two and doing an early morning show, doing network TV? What's it like? Tell some of the ladies out there what you have to go through.
Oh, God. I think anyone who has kids knows that it's a lot of work. It's fun. I feel incredibly lucky because, you know, I have two great kids. I have these jobs that I really am passionate about. I think if I stopped and looked at my life, I might be exhausted. So I make a habit of not taking a look.
And you don't. And it's like you know, if I go home, if I have anything else to do, I dare not sit in my recliner.
Don't
sit down. You got to keep moving, right?
Keep moving. Everything I have is on a to-do list. If it's not on my list, it doesn't get done.
So there's some debate in my family and among the ladies that I know about whether women can actually have it all. If you're going to have a family, you're going to have a profession, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be a professional woman with goals and aspirations and make those come true and raise the family and, you know, you got a husband, et cetera, et cetera. Can women really have it all?
The husband might suffer a little. You know, my kids are so little. They're 1 and 2 years old. And so far, it's worked for me. You know, I get to spend all this great time with them. I get to do my job that I love. And so no complaints here so far. But we'll see how it goes as they get older.
Right. And of course, it doesn't hurt to have some help, too, right?
Yeah, you need help. Someone's got to watch them when I'm not here.
You got to have help, right?
And the 2-year-old can't watch the 1-year-old.
But back to the husband suffering. I didn't like the way that sounded, JJ.
He probably wouldn't either. He's downstairs with the kids.
Okay. Hey, JJ, what have you been working on lately on MSNBC on your business? Talk to us about some of the projects you guys have been working on.
You know, we of course, like everyone else, have been concentrating a lot on this healthcare debate and what it means for small business owners.
Yep. What are you finding?
It's interesting. You know, there are two sides to it. We had some people on just last week who said everyone who says that this is bad for small business owners does not understand what small business owners need. This healthcare reform is good for small business owners. That said, they didn't have a lot of people in their group who fit in that group of people who don't provide health insurance and will be taxed or have to pay
right.
a percentage of their payroll. And
right.
so, you know, for people who do already provide health insurance, hopefully this will be good because it will get cheaper.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. I'm sort of in the camp I'm on the other side of that argument in that camp. But it is interesting. I'm glad to know that you've been covering it because we have been too. And I do think, JJ, that that shows like ours need to cover these issues, because these are very important decisions that are being made for our future, aren't they?
Well, I think they're really important decisions, and I think there's a lot of imperfect information out there. There's a lot of fiery rhetoric, and there are a lot of people who...
On both sides.
On both sides, absolutely, on both sides. And people have a hard time kind of getting through all of that and getting through the muddle to really understand what will this mean to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the proponents of this have contributed to that. I don't think they've been all that organized in getting the information out. So I think they've kind of, you know, shot themselves in the foot a little bit too. J.J. Ramberg, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. J.J. will be back. We're going to talk about something called Good Search in just a little bit, and other issues that J.J. has on her mind right after these messages, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. Welcome back. It's 17 till. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend J.J. Ramberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. When you get a chance, you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can read my blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can check out our Brain Trust members, which is the largest community of small business experts on the planet, probably in the universe too. And there are over 1,500 of those fine folks who are very dedicated, and that includes our good friend J.J. Ramberg, host of MSNBC's show Your Business, which is all about you small business owners, and she does a great job there. I've been happy to be a guest on that show, and maybe we'll be one day in the future. J.J. Ramberg, one of the things that you talked about last time when you were here was you introduced us to something that you guys were just getting off the ground, I think, and that was a search engine called Good Search. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so my brother and I founded an organization called GoodSearch.com and GoodShop.com, and basically what it is a Good Search is a Yahoo-powered search engine, so you use it just like you'd use Yahoo or any other search engine. You get Yahoo results. But every time you do a search, about a penny goes to your favorite charity or school. So you're taking something you're already doing every day, you're getting the same results, but you're helping a good cause every time you do it. And then Good Shop is its sister site. That's an online shopping mall. We partnered with more than 1,300 stores like Amazon and Orbitz and Petco and basically anywhere you'd already shop.
Right.
And a percentage of what you spend at those stores goes back to your favorite charity.
Ah. See, that's what was, I remember you telling us about that before, how the some of the money is going back to charity, and they can decide where they want to go, right?
Yep, exactly. So right now we have about 82,000 nonprofits and schools listed on the site that you can choose from. If your favorite one isn't already on there, you can apply, and you know, within a couple of days, assuming it's legitimate, it gets up and running on the site.
So basically you just overlay their marketplace activity. And by going through your search engine, basically all they do, it's just like if they were using, you know, any other resource, but by going through yours, they're able to donate some of the proceeds, and otherwise they wouldn't get to do that.
Yeah, and it's free money.
It's win-win for everybody.
Yeah, if you went to goodshop.com, clicked through to Amazon, you don't pay anything extra. You're still shopping on the Amazon site just as you normally would.
Right.
But a percentage goes to whatever cause you've chosen.
Right. And talk to us about those percentages.
It's different for every store, but it ranges all the way up to 30% for some of the stores.
Wow.
It's big. And, you know, in this economy, people are not able to give in the same way that they have been in past
mm-hmm.
years. And so this is a way to really still feel like you're helping a cause that you care about, even if you can't write them a check.
You know, J.J., Americans are unique on the planet in their desire to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not better people than anybody else, but there's something about America. When there's an international disaster of some kind, between the civic organizations, between the charities, the religious organizations, Americans far exceed and typically the money that's given to those situations far exceed what our own government does.
Oh yeah.
We found that when the tsunami hit southern Asia a few years ago, before the government had given very much money at all, not just because of just the process they had to go through. Americans, individuals, and private organizations had given lots of money to those organizations, and so what you're doing here with Good Search really helps Americans do what they do best.
Yeah, and you know, there's been a big movement over the past many years where people really care about the companies that they work with.
Yep, so the values.
The values, and to see that those companies are socially responsible. I think I read a survey from Cohn that said 8 in 10 Americans say that corporate support of causes wins their trust in the company. Employees like to work for companies that are socially responsible and have some sort of corporate responsibility. And so we have actually just created a new tool which makes it easy for companies to help their employees support good causes.
Well, and now can they find that on the Good Search website?
Yeah, what it basically is a toolbar. So a company can download the Good Search toolbar onto everybody's computer in the company. They can choose the company's cause or let their employees choose their own. And once that toolbar is downloaded, it has the search box, and every time you do a search, about a penny goes to your cause.
So what do you say when the boss says, so what you're telling me is you want me to help my employees shop more while they're supposed to be working? Is that what you're saying?
So that's the other side. So there's the search side, and you can do it with just the search if you wanted, to not include the shopping component. For the employees out there, or the employers who realize that maybe their employees are doing some shopping anyhow, you can have the shopping functionality on there too. And
I just had to stand up for my owners there a little bit, JJ.
Well, look, you can think of it this way: the office manager is constantly buying office supplies.
Of course, so yeah.
Put it on their computer every time they go to Staples or Office Depot. A percentage will go to.
Where does the money come from? Does it come from you? Does it come from the company? Does it come from the transaction? Where does it come from?
So it's two different sides. So on the shopping side, we take a percentage of the sale. So the money comes from the retailer.
And the retailer accepts that. So you basically cut a little off of what the retailer would get.
Exactly.
And they know this in advance, and they're good. They're okay with it.
Partnered with these guys.
And so, folks, when you see a company listed there that will do that, now you have a little understanding of their values, what they're interested in as a corporation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And there are more than 1,300 stores listed. Again,
wow.
Pretty much anywhere you'd ever shop. And once you download the toolbar, it'll work so that even if you go directly to one of those stores, you don't have to go through Good Shop.
Now,
even if you just typed in directly BestBuy.com, it would recognize you as a person who supports the cause. Yep.
We love those cookies, don't we? Hey, JJ, when we come back, folks, I want JJ to talk to us about how to incorporate this into your social media strategy. Tintel, stay with us. It took me by some... Don't let your troubles make the Small Business Anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Don't waste a moment. From the Atlanta Rhythm Section, singing about when everything goes wrong, you got to go on, do it or die. That's what we do as small business owners. JJ Ramberg knows all about that. JJ is our good friend. She's the host of MSNBC's Your Business Show, which Sunday morning, right? What is it, 7 o'clock Eastern Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, 7:30 Eastern time.
7:30, and it's replayed on Saturday, the next Saturday, right?
Yeah, that's for the either late owls or early birds, 5:30 Eastern time.
But also they can go on MSNBC.com, or is that right, and find the video?
Yourbusiness.msnbc.com. You can go find yourself there, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I do that all the time. I love me. Yourbusiness.msnbc.com, folks, and check it out, and you can see mine from about a year ago, and so check all that. It's good stuff. JJ, one of the things that we've been talking a lot on the show about are the values. I've been calling the most important thing that businesses need to think about with regard to to their social media strategy is defining their values, letting their customers, letting people know what that company stands for, and demonstrating those in the values, the way they communicate with customers and prospects in the online communities. And what you've been talking about with Good Search, doing business where money can be contributed to worthy causes, that's all part of the values, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, as you said, communicating that is really, really important to your customers, because customers care more than ever who they're dealing with right now.
And that's going to become even more important. The younger generations are really catching on to things like these value, the values we're talking about, the green movement, all of that. This is, it's not only the right thing to do, JJ, it's good business, isn't it?
Yeah, we did an interesting thing with the company Volcom. For people who are a little bit older out there and don't know what Volcom is.
Careful now, JJ.
It's this very cool, very hip company kind of in the skatewear, surfwear world that we may not all know, but it is very big. And they are very social responsible and care a lot about a bunch of causes. And so we did a promotion with them where they sent an email out, put on their homepage, sent out a newsletter to all of their customers saying, hey, you guys should use Good Search on behalf of, and they listed the causes they cared about, boarding for breast cancer,
right,
and a few other ones,
right,
to show, hey, we as a company really care about these causes. We know that these are causes that you guys care about. We're going to let you know of a way that we're helping them and that you can participate in as well.
And what was the response? Do you know how that turned out?
It was great, because we saw the usage of the site on behalf of those causes go up significantly. And, you know, it was coordinated. So they sent out something, and
right,
the seven causes that they cared about sent out something to all their supporters as well, promoting Volcom.
And see, this is how you grow business. This is how you let people know about your brand and your products and your offerings without having to shove a commercial in their face. And JJ, I've been writing a lot about this and talking a lot about this. I think this is the way companies are going to want, I mean, I'm sorry, this is the way customers, consumers, and other businesses in the future, more and more, are going, this is the way they're going to want to find out about companies to do business with, rather than through the traditional 20th century marketing strategies. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And this is exactly the kind of thing that someone says, oh, cool, I'm going to start using Good Search on behalf of Boarding for Breast Cancer, too. Let me pass this on. And so they pass on that message to their friend.
Right.
And in that
right,
message says, Volcom supports Boarding for Breast Cancer. Here's how you can support them, too.
Well, exactly. And see, in today's world, JJ, customers are in control of the relationship. And they're talking about it with each other. They're in ways that they never were able to do before, all the social media capability. And so that's the reason why I'm encouraging my audience, you know, don't just communicate with your customers and prospects, but talk about and deliver the values. Do it in a way that delivers what your values are in your company, what you stand for, what regardless of what that is.
Exactly.
JJ, we got about 30 seconds. What's coming up in the next show?
In my next show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? We're on hiatus this week.
What? But now you're going to be, very soon you're going to be covering the Inc. 500 in D.C., right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going down to D.C. We're going to be at the Inc. 500, and we're going to shoot the show from there. It's going to be really exciting.
And you and I are going to see each other in about 28 days.
At the New York Enterprise Report. Oh, you know, yeah, we're doing a really cool thing coming up on open book management.
All right.
Really,
so check that out. And that's yourbusiness.msnbc.com, right?
Yes, exactly.
But also goodsearch.com and goodshop.com.
Thank you so much, Jim.
JJ, thanks. You're the best. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.